Earlier this year, Delaware created the Gun Violence Prevention and Community Safety Office to improve safety in the state. From the Delaware desk, WHYY's Sarah Mueller reports on its early efforts.
Nice kids that don't want to be in the streets, but like people that are in the streets, is pressuring other kids to be in the streets with them.
That's 11-year-old Quentin James from Wilmington. He says older teens are pushing him to join a gang. James and his father joined other community activists and gang interventionists to discuss the state's gun violence problem. The governor's office is hosting a series of listening sessions throughout the state. Robin Brinkley White says she lost her son to gun violence. She says the peer pressure for young men is real.
I had to go collect him up off the streets. There's something about them on the street. Once they get a hold of them, what you gonna do?
Wilmington residents say there's lots of reasons why kids take to the streets. Poverty, drugs, social media, a lack of safe spaces for teens after school and on weekends. Gun control advocate Tracy Murphy says societal issues are real, but those are not taking the lives of Delaware youth. She says it's gun dealers uninterested in safer neighborhoods.
Someone makes money when your kids die. Who is it? That's how we get to the root of the problem. There is an industry out there that is perpetrating violence because they are making money from it. And we cannot forget that.
The next meeting is in Georgetown next month. From the Delaware desk, I'm Sarah Mueller, WHYY News.